The next paper discussed by the group was an update of the HERA study that was presented at ASCO by Dr. Ian Smith. This presentation demonstrated a very impressive disease-free and now overall survival advantage for the addition of trastuzumab to a variety of adjuvant chemotherapy regimens, as commented on by Dr. Huddis.
The one thing that struck me about HERA, and it's just a comment, is that the hazard for recurrence actually blipped upward after the year of Herceptin ended in that trial. And I think that that leaves very wide open that door that prolonged treatment may actually be better than just a year. Many people were excited because of the FinHER data with 9 weeks of treatment lowering the risk of recurrence and death significantly, and that's probably real. I'm not disputing that. But the idea that they've got the two-year versus one-year treatment data sitting out there unreported, and the fact that the hazard for recurrence went up at the end of the first year of treatment when Herceptin stopped, it's interesting. That's all. I mean, it may not turn out to be anything, but I thought it was provocative. And that was the most interesting slide that I thought Ian Smith actually showed there. The rest of it was very much what was expected.
Chuck, what was your thought about that slide and the HERA data in general?
What struck me about it was it looked like the lines were moving together and suggesting that there is a gain from giving the Herceptin concurrently with chemotherapy that might allow you to not have to give it indefinitely, or if you do that, maybe the benefits of the long-term therapy are much smaller than they are when that's the only way you give it. I haven't had a chance to look at that, but I remember seeing that thing flash by. That's what struck me. I've heard other people, that was their impression as well.
Yeah, they did move together because the Herceptin arm popped up to match the chemo arm after the Herceptin ended. It's interesting.
I also agree with Chuck that as I looked at it, what I saw was that the curves by 2 years were paralleling each other.
Yeah.
And that is reminiscent to me of chemotherapy effect, which is that you see your biggest effect early on and that you have relatively little effect against late events. So there are two ways of interpreting it, I think. One of them is that we need to give more than 1 year, but the other way of interpreting it is that you get the benefit that you get against early recurrence, and it's not clear what you're going to get as time goes on.
Dabu, what was your take on the HERA data?
Well, I think that the migrating hazard ratio is not necessarily a comment on duration of therapy. One can see the exact same trend if the late relapsers have a different benefit than the early relapsers. And we already know from the HERA study that the early relapsers are enriched for ER negative. 60% were ER negative, whereas 48% were enrolled on the overall trial. So it may simply be that we might find that there's a difference in effect from the late relapsers. So I wouldn't necessarily make any inferences on that. We commonly see hazard ratios migrate over time, so we just need to see how this matures.
The other issue to keep in mind is that these were studies, the FinHER study and the HERA trial were studies with very different designs, in that the HERA trial was a study of single agent trastuzumab following chemotherapy, while the FinHER study was a study with concomitant chemotherapy. And it's way too early to be definitive about any of this, but it could very well be that with combination chemotherapy, you may get away with a short schedule. If you're doing sequential, you may require a longer schedule of unknown duration at this point.